This is The View from Pluto. I'm IdeaStream Public Media's Amanda Rabinowitz with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. After two near flawless starts to the season, Cleveland Guardians star pitcher Shane Bieber is out for the year with an elbow injury. Our sports commentator, Terry Pluto, says Bieber joins the long list of pitchers to undergo so-called Tommy John surgery.
Tommy John surgery, which you sometimes hear that phrase, what it really is, it's a ligament transplant surgery in your elbow. It's very common for pitchers to have this. I mean, real common. And it seems to get more common all the time. And so a lot of people are saying, well, why is this happening?
Yeah, why is it happening?
Well, what are the players saying?
The players are saying it has to do with the pitch clock.
Yes, that you have to throw a pitch within 15 seconds or 20 seconds.
Which was just instated last year.
Right. And I'm not buying that. And the data actually doesn't show that. I'll just throw some quick numbers. They have a thing called the injured list. Pitchers getting hurt put on the injured list. And like in 2021, when there was no pitch clock, there was 243 pitchers on the injured list. Think about that number, though. There's only like about 400 big league pitchers and, you know, 243 on the injured list at some point. In 22, before the clock, it was 226. Then last year they put the clock in, it was 233. In other words, it's the same.
Okay, so what do you attribute to all of these pitchers getting injured?
A couple of things. If you go sometimes to a high school game, certainly summer league games, you see radar guns. And it's ingrained in these kids' heads, you got to throw 94 miles an hour or whatever. They're almost more concerned with a high reading on the radar gun than in getting people out. It's almost like there's an indoctrination when you're younger. If you're throwing this hard, it'll get you a college scholarship. It could get you a pro contract. You could even see it sometimes in a big league game. I've seen a guy throw a pitch, turn around, and look at the scoreboard to see how hard it was. But here is the problem. People are not robots. I mean, it sounds like, but it is. And so the more pressure you put to throw harder on these ligaments, on your shoulder, leads to more injuries. Then they came up with something else. Have you ever heard them mention spin rates?
No.
Okay, this is the kind of the deeper in the weeds thing. Spin rates, like when you watch a lot of baseball, you see how the breaking ball, the ball curves and sinks and that. The harder you twist your wrist to create a faster spin rate, the sharper the ball breaks or dives. Here's the problem, though. As you go and throw that pitch, and I'm doing it just like as I talked to you, my arm is twisting just like that. And the more you take your wrist and twist it and twist it, it puts pressure on the elbow and bango, you hurt your elbow. Now, here's one other thing. You know what I was stunned to find this out. You know how much take a guess. What do you think the average fastball is right now in the American baseball?
92 miles an hour.
It used to be 94.
Wow.
15 years ago, it was 92. Back when I was covering in the 1980s, it was 90. So in other words, what is average was throwing extremely hard way back when. Way back when, I may add, when pitchers threw complete games and more other things because they weren't trying to throw as hard. So I just think the emphasis on trying to do things like a machine instead of like a person has led to a lot of these injuries. And then there's, I think, a bit of a false narrative thinking, I'll just get the Tommy John elbow surgery and I'll be fine. Well, for some guys it is, and other guys get hurt again. Example, remember Mike Clevenger? He pitched for the Tribe way back when, a few years ago. In the minor leagues, he had a Tommy John surgery. He pitched for about 5-6 years. He turned down a contract extension for nearly $40 million. And the next year, he blew his elbow out and needed another one. He's just starting to come back now.
Yeah, I mean, it derails your career for, I mean, Shane Bieber now out for an entire year. Mm-hmm. Who knows then what?
Right. It used to be they tried to get him back in 9 to 12 months, but they found out that that was rushing it, and these guys are hurting their arms again. So now it's 12 to 18 months. Now, for the baseball team, two things have happened. One is Bieber's your ace. You could just see he had tears in his eyes talking about, and he feels like you let the team down. And Bieber has enough connections to know just because you get the surgery doesn't mean everything is going to go right. Now, he'd been battling arm problems the last few years. But around baseball, I don't know how you stop this because it's now become ingrained that this is how it is. Faster is better. faster, tighter spins is better? Of course it is if you're a robot. But if you're a person and it breaks down your arm, I mean, arm injuries are bad for everyone. It's bad right now. For Shane Beaver, the arm injury is terrible because he's hurt. He needs surgery. Not only that, he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Yeah. So his chance to get a big contract is going to be on the operating table and be on hold for a couple years. It's bad for the Guardians because they lost their best pitcher. And it's even bad in a second ring for the Guardians because they had tried to sign Shane Beaver to some contract extensions and he turned them down. So they were going to trade him and hopefully get a good player for him. And now they can't. So that's kind of the issue there. But baseball is like trying to figure out what to do about this. And I just think if they were to really look at some of the other pitchers who have been successful, not all these guys that throw super hard are your biggest winners.
Like who, for example?
You could turn around and you could kind of go more towards, say, the past. Remember the Guardians back then, they were the Tribe. They had pitchers like Oral Hershiser, Dennis Martinez. You know, these guys did not throw super hard, pitched for a long time. Carlos Carrasco right now, he had an arm injury real early in his career, and he's had some other injuries as he got to be around 35 and all, and he might beat through leukemia. But he's out there at the age of 37 throwing 90 miles an hour. Remember, it used to be the average fastball. Now it's, oh, man, he doesn't have any speed at all. He's not great, but he's 37 years old. He's still getting some people out. And I just think if they would value more of do you get people out as opposed to striking everyone out. I remember talking in a discussion with an executive who, I was a little surprised. I said, you guys are obsessed with pitchers striking people out. And he says, you know why? I'm like, what? Well, nothing could go wrong with a strikeout. Mm-hmm. Yes, nothing could go wrong in that game at that moment. But if you're trying to strike everybody out with your pitcher, doesn't that lead to something going wrong down the line? In fact, the most expensive commodity for teams to acquire is a good veteran starting pitcher. And so my argument always is, whether you're throwing 97 or 92, are you getting people out? Shane Beaver, a couple years ago in 2022, when he was really a solid pitcher still, was only throwing 91 miles an hour. Remember Terry Francona? This used to drive him nuts, by the way, some of the emphasis on throwing art. The veteran manager of the Guardians, he said, I kind of look at the scoreboard and I say, I don't look at the radar gun. I look at, is he getting people out? Okay, so they're not striking him out, but they're popping up and they're grounding out. Mm-hmm. So I just think they've got to change their thinking, or we're just going to have a whole rash of these injuries. And by the way, what we don't hear is how many high school kids and college kids are having this surgery already.
Yeah, well, you hear about it all the time. And what does this mean for the Guardians now? How do they fill this roster spot?
Good luck. I mean, you don't find a guy that good as Shane Beaver was looking. They'll probably, Carlos Carrasco, who was they brought in at the age of 37, he'll have to pitch some. They have a guy named Xavion Curry. They'll be just trying to patchwork it in. And the other thing that's missing with Bieber, you know, Corey Kluber was in town to throw out the first pitch for opening day. And Bieber was kind of a disciple of Corey Kluber. And this is guys with excellent attitude, work ethic, all that. In fact, the thing always was they would tell the younger pitchers, and Carlos Carrasco said that. He said, I had a coach pull me over and said, just do what Corey Kluber does, and you'll do just fine. And Bieber was one of those guys. And then they were able to tell the other pitchers, you know, watch what Kluber does between his start. Watch now what Bieber does between his start. Because the rest of the starting rotation, other than Carrasco, is pretty young, with Tanner Bibee and Gavin Williams and Tristan McKenzie. So they're losing the leader of their pitching staff. I mean, I'm very interested in this stuff. It'd be fun to have all the medical people dive into it. But to say it's the pitch clock, it's just stupid. It doesn't connect in my mind, and the data shows it.
Yeah, I mean, just 4 years ago, Shane Beaver won the Cy Young Award, and now we're talking about who knows what his future holds.
Exactly. This is nobody asked me, but if I were an agent and I had represented a young starting pitcher or just a young pitcher of any kind, the moment I was offered a long-term contract, especially away from free agency, I would take it, and I'm going to present a couple of pieces of evidence of this. Corey Kluber was offered a long-term deal. He won a Cy Young Award. He did well. And then about halfway through this 5-year deal, I think year 3, he began to have arm problems. Then he was out for a while. Carlos Carrasco, he signed a contract extension in the middle of it. You never see it coming. Leukemia, remember that. They had a pitcher named Jake Westbrook several years ago. He signed a long-term contract, and then all of a sudden, Tommy John surgery. You just go down the line. In fact, if I were a team, I'd be very reluctant almost to offer any starter a long-term contract when you look at all of that. Baseball is correct when they value pitching over anything else, but they have to value pitchers and how to keep them healthy over the radar gun, the spin rates, and the obsession with strikeouts.
Terry, thanks.
Welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.